Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping America free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And, of course, to our over-the-road truck drivers out there, the 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women out there, thanks for the great job you do, as well as our bulk mail center guys that will be back in work at work tonight, delivering the mail to the post offices. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys either out there delivering gasoline and diesel to wherever it's needed. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. It's called the official CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Anything else is an imitation. The official CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's on Facebook. Now, we're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social as at Captains America. And you can find us on Twitter at Captains America. And don't forget, we're also on the web with the Captains America ThirdWatch.com website. That's Captains America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what's going on. All right, from California, IA, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yay! Yay! By the way, never fear, it's 80 degrees out here.
Wow.
Yep. Partly cloudy, 80 degrees. Not a bad night at all. A little bit of a breeze. It's comfy. It's not stuffy. Nothing like that. And I'll take it.
Yeah, well, we're sitting at 65 degrees right now.
Well, that's comfortable, too, but I'd need to have my little coat. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, yesterday, a horrible shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. Fourth of July parade, everybody had settled down to watch a parade and have a good time. And all of a sudden, this guy comes along, climbs up on a roof with a high-powered rifle, and starts firing away. We know who he was. I'm going to say his name once. That's going to be it. There'll be no more repeats after that. His name is Robert Bobby, Cremo, I believe, the third. Robert Bobby, I believe you pronounce that, Cremo the third. I've heard it pronounced a couple different ways tonight. He's 22 years of age. You want to say something?
No, I think you're correct on the pronunciation.
He's 22 years of age, and he was caught in a slow chase 6 miles away at an intersection by a cop in a plain vehicle that was on the lookout for him. Now, this young lad was from Highland Park, Illinois. His father ran a business in Highland Park, Illinois. His father also ran for mayor and lost in 2019 in Highland Park, Illinois. And his father ran a very successful business in Highland Park, Illinois. Don't know what's going to happen now to the business. Sometimes a lot of things happen because of stuff like this. We'll have to wait and see. But the picture that he shows and the picture with some of the stuff, I had four different pictures yesterday of this suspect off his Facebook account before the police even had it released.
Well, that's right. Exactly. We also understand, Captain, that this person evidently also had a pseudonym called Awake the Rapper. At least this is a person with the same age and so forth in the same area in Chicago, a musician who, by all accounts, appears to be this person, also had posted on what is now a now-deleted YouTube channel a video that is incredibly disturbing. It basically depicts what appears to be a school shooting. And so this is obviously incredibly disturbing, the video has now been taken down, we understand. But some have found it, and they've posted it on their own accounts, and so some people are getting a chance to see it. But, Captain, there's so many warning signs as they go through this forensically. The shooter is alive, caught alive, so there will be more information, I'm sure, as to how this all came about.
Unfortunately, he left a trail for him, and he left a trail on the Internet. And the trail that he left on the Internet is very active and very violent and very vile. And there's a number of postings attributed to him, not just the music, because his rap music was very violent with some of the stuff that he described and whatnot. I have no ambition to want to play it, and I'm not going to do anything at all, but it was still up there as of 2 hours ago. But the thing of it is I feel sorry for the father, because the father apparently, you raise a young man, 22 years of age, you think maybe just because he's quiet doesn't mean he's, weird or strange, but this could cost the father and the mother everything in the home-owned business that they've got. It's called Bob's Pantry and Deli, a popular spot in Highland Park. We hope not, because we hate seeing things being taken out on the parents because of a kid. All right. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And, oh, by the way, for you truckers out there, there is truck parking at a warehouse, right? Beside us, if you want to bring your rig in there and park there, you can do that. Come in, have lunch, and enjoy the company. We'd be happy to meet you and shake your hand. Now, want to tell everybody that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Well, he's on the prowl again. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow products. Because right now, you can buy one, get one with the free pricing on the MyPillow bed sheets, the Giza bed sheets, and boy, are those fancy. I mean, they are really top-notch. The Giza Elegance MyPillows, same thing. That's the fancy-dancy pillows you see. The six-piece towel sets, yep, buy one, get one. Of course, also the roll-and-go, anywhere MyPillows, buy one, get one. And so much more. And you can find out how much more by going to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and using the promo code CAPTAIN or call 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss this great opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. It's going to be going on for a while again, thanks to Mike Lindell. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. And if you only want to buy one item of something, you can. You can get 66% off. Guess what? Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, don't forget, call 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You have something you want to add?
Well, that's right. Just to finish up what we were bringing to the audience earlier, especially if you're just joining us in Chicago today, of course, we know that six people were killed in the shooting there in Highland Park. We also know, Captain, that many others, perhaps more than 30, were seriously injured or injured in some way, with many perhaps even in critical condition, as we understand.
About half a dozen.
That's right. And one of those hurt and critically injured, we understand, was a small child. So this is, again, more devastating news. But, you know, Captain, it was interesting. There's also, I think, been some video that's come out. Did you notice how this suspect was dressed when they finally caught him?
I did. He was dressed in all black, and I'm not surprised because there was a video. I'm sorry. There was a picture on his Facebook page of him standing there taking a picture of himself in front of a mirror with a black helmet, an ops helmet that the police and the military wear, also dressed all in black, and it looked like as if he was dressed up to go out and be an Antifa guy. Now, I can't say that with certainty, but who else wears black?
Well, that's right, yes. So there's going to be a lot of these questions, obviously, that are going to, I think, have some pretty devastating answers. But, Captain, right now, of course, we just mourn the loss of the six people that we know of at this time and pray for the others that are undergoing medical attention.
And I do know about 15 or 17, somewhere in that range, have been released, treated and released, so that's good news. There's a few more, not quite as serious in the hospital, but then again, we've got that half a dozen or so that are very serious that had to be transferred to another hospital.
That's right. And also part of this story as well, the background of this now is going to be that this shooter laid in wait. He evidently had positioned himself in a window.
He was on the roof of a building.
On the roof. That's right, on the roof.
Yeah.
And so obviously premeditation, this is a very, very serious thing.
Yeah, he got up on the roof and watched what was going on. He shot from above down into the crowd. He may have been in a window watching before he went up, but they believe he was actually on the roof. And by the way, I must have heard, and that's just me, just through the tape that I heard, I wasn't counting because they were coming off in rapid succession. I must have heard 50 shots.
Yes, there were many, many shots that were ringing out. Yes.
All right, Americans who are not recognizing the 4th of July because of their what their government's become, they see a Democratic part of it, radical, out of touch with the mainstream. I don't believe this young man was celebrating the 4th, should remain vigilant and make sure they register to vote, so says Paris Denard, the director of Black Media Affairs for the Republican National Committee. And that's what we've been telling people all the time, when they go, well, I'm not going to vote, they're not going to count it, it's going to be stuck away. No, you've got to vote. You've got to go, you've got to register, you got to show up, and you've got to vote. We need the numbers, and they can't outdo all the numbers that are going to be there because there's going to be a whole bunch of challenges and tests. And by the way, poll watchers needed. If you want to get involved, you can certainly do it.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, it's almost as if the issues having to do with the 2020 election are somehow being presented as just really aberrant. Like, this is something new to challenge an election of some sort. But typically, in these presidential elections, there are armies of lawyers that are deployed into different areas.
That's right.
So this is something that, in many ways, both sides are looking for those opportunities if there's evidence, and they really want to exploit those opportunities. But of course, now, as you mentioned, people say, "Well, you know, I don't want to go vote; they're not going to count it." And then, as you're talking about needing the numbers, typically there are a lot more registered Democrats, but in a case like this, the Biden administration is foundering so terribly that I think you'll see a lot of rank-and-file Democrats voting Republican, and so it's more important than ever. Go out and vote.
Yep. Now, former President Donald Trump took to social media on Monday to once again blast Representative Liz Cheney from Wyoming and the House January 6th Select Committee, and blast he should. Because she came out on the Sunday shows and the weekend shows that she was on and said that the goal of the committee was to keep him from running.
It's all out in the open. I mean, it's
well, think about something, Kyle. This committee's getting federal money.
That's right. So
that's a violation of the law for her to come out and say that if they're getting one dime of federal money and they should be shut down right this minute.
Well, certainly, certainly. And that's what I'm saying. It's all out in the open now. This is merely a political thing. It has nothing to do with the search for truth or any of these kinds of things that it's being spun as. And the American people do want a search for truth, by the way, when any of a big event like this may occur. But they also understand, Captain, when it's pure political manipulation.
Yeah, and Nancy Pelosi is really over her head with this one, because I don't think she even knew the law when she put this committee together, because you cannot take federal money to use it in the manner to which it's being used and then attribute it to a legal action that you may or may not take, which is going to be unconstitutional to begin with by not allowing the other side to represent themselves.
Well, right. And even in their mentality could also simply be, well, let's do this anyway. If it's a red flag, it'll take a long time to work its way through the system, but the damage will already be done. And to their mind, the end justifies the means.
The damage has been done to them.
Yes. Well, yeah. Well, people are getting more fed up with these kinds of shenanigans. Yeah.
Yep. Now, I'm sure the people already know about this, but Team Trump has been cracking down on the unauthorized fundraising on different websites using his name. Trump hats, Trump shirts, Trump postcards, Trump coins. A lot of stuff that's not authorized by Trump is out there being sold commercially, and you've got to be extremely careful when you go to spend a bunch of money on stuff that you go, oh, yeah, look what I got. And it's coming over from, say, oh, I don't know, China or Bangladesh or wherever.
Well, right, yeah, there are two different things going on here. Number one, people are getting sort of fleeced by this and ill-gotten gains. And number two, it's also the brand, quote unquote, the brand of Trump, and that can also misrepresent not only Trump the man, but Trump the potential candidate.
And you get a hat that fits a kid for a man, and it, which means it doesn't fit.
Right.
Right. Oh, gotta love it.
Yep.
By the way, where is the world's deadliest land crossing?
Let's see. Well, wouldn't that be the U.S.-Mexico border?
Yes, the whole border is the most deadliest border crossing in the world.
You know, and not to make light, but obviously wouldn't that, you would think it would be more like Russia-Ukraine, that kind of.
Oh, wait a minute. Russia?
Russia. But you know, well, I'm not surprised the U.N. is designating it as such.
Yeah. All right, folks. Are you on an airplane? Are you sitting to wait to get on an airplane? Did you spend the night in an airport? You may not be alone, guys. You may not be alone. The poor airport travelers right now are being screwed, blued, and tattooed. All right, take us to break, Kyle.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
At least six people are dead and at least 30 people were injured after a gunman on a rooftop opened fire on a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, a suburb north of Chicago. Police Chief Lou Jogman says a person of interest has been identified.
His name is Robert Bobby E. Crimo, C-R-I-M-O III.
He is 22 years of age.
Police believe he's driving a silver Honda Fit with Illinois plates. Authorities have not released any details on the victims. Jogman says local, state, and federal law enforcement are working to place Primo in custody. There was also a shooting early Monday morning in Sacramento as people were leaving a downtown nightclub. One person was killed, 31-year-old Gregory Grimes, who played football for Boise State. Four others were wounded. A motive in the shooting is not known, and information as to what happened is limited. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I appreciate that very much. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously when I start my day, have been for 8 years. The reason I take it is because of the inflammation and the swelling and the pain that I constantly have. This product gets rid of that and keeps it under check for as long as I need to be out and about. Now, obviously, when I sit, like I'm sitting here right now in front of my microphone in my studio, I have my foot elevated. So there you go. And that takes care of it for while I'm doing that. But if I were just to sit here and put my feet flat on the floor, it wouldn't take long to have a swollen left foot. Then maybe even a swollen right foot. Just all depends. But here's the deal. It works, and that's why I'm using it. And I mean, I wouldn't tell you that if it didn't really work. Because the product has in it turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. All products that are good for you. They help to support the body's natural response to inflammation and lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. Now, Relief Factor will target the underlying problems of what you have from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. That might sound a little complicated, but what it means is your pain is under control. It's 100% drug-free. Love that part. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. Love that part, too. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Love that part the best. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You take it, you use it for 3 weeks. If it works, you're good to go. You'll just get it on a regular basis after that. And all you got to do is go to the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. Take a look at some of the other vitamin nutrients they've got there. I take some of the other products that are there myself. But Relief Factor is the product. $19.95 is the price. The 3-week quick start's the way to go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Back to Kyle Warren. Kyle, what do we tell everybody about Relief Factor?
All you have to lose is pain.
Boy, and that's true. Boy, that's true. Okay. Moving along. More flight cancellations so far in the first 6 months of 2022 have occurred than all of last year. And over the weekend, July 4th weekend, there were a lot of people sitting still for hours upon hours because their flights were delayed or some of their flights were canceled or they had to wait for another flight to be brought in to match up with a flight that was created. Whatever it was that was going on, it was not a good weekend to fly.
It was not. You know, worldwide, there were, just on Monday, July 4th, about 15,000 flights were delayed across the world, with about 4,700 delays nationwide through our country, Captain, and on Sunday, and about 312 of those flights were actually canceled. So, yes, a lot of people waiting in airports, a lot of people wondering, where am I going to get to next? How am I going to get there?
Well, I saw a lot of buses on the road.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if that had something to do with it, but there were a lot of charter buses and buses going south on 275 and 75, and I'm assuming they came from either airports or, in some cases, the seaports or even the train.
Now, you were telling me, Captain, about the FAA. Regulations may have something to do with this, basically.
Well, they changed the regulations a year or so ago, and it's gotten worse. And Buttigieg hasn't figured it out. First of all, airplane pilots are not truck drivers, and truck drivers are not airplane pilots. And they've got them all pretty much on the same type of schedule, whereas they can't move from point A to point B when they're off duty to go to their next duty station. They have to stay where they're at and then pick up whatever to go to where they got to go to start up with their job, because not all the time are they going to pick up at the city they wind up going off duty in.
Right, exactly. So it seems to me that that would cause unnecessary delays, obviously.
Well, of course it does.
Yeah.
Of course it does, and it's crazy. But, again, pilots are not truck drivers, and truck drivers are not pilots.
Well, certainly, of course, and there's a shortage these days of pilots, and we hear major airlines. That's right, and both, exactly. But we hear airlines talking about that, saying, you know, they're canceling service in some cases to different cities only because they don't have enough pilots to actually fly all the airplanes, basically. So, you know, this is an ongoing problem. I can't imagine it getting better very easily, very quickly.
Now, we had a boo-hoo, wah-wah complaint over the weekend. Want to hear it?
Okay, yeah.
The squad leftist member, Ilhan Omar, Democratic congresswoman, was booed at a Minneapolis concert when she got up on the stage to make some sort of little announcement about something, whatever it was, don't know. But we have a reaction from one of the fans. I think we know who that fan is, don't we?
That's the laughing man.
Yes, the laughing man thinks it's hilarious because Ilhan Omar and her ilk have no reason to complain about anything. They were told to go home by the people in the crowd. They were shouting, "Go home! Go home!"
Well, that's right. And if you'll allow me, Captain, I guess we could tell Representative Omar that some people booed somebody.
Yeah.
You know, with her overly weird sort of interpretation of the events of 9/11.
That's her right there in a nutshell. Some people booed somebody.
Yeah. That's right.
Try
that's
yourself.
Right.
Try yourself.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Yep.
All right. The U.S. Navy is offering cash for tips to seize Mideast drugs and weapons. That's no surprise, Kyle. They've been doing it for years.
Well, right. Exactly.
And we're just now hearing, well, it's big news. The U.S. Navy's going to go. We've heard. The military's been doing this for years in the Middle East.
Well, can imagine. Anybody who's ever watched a cop show knows you can pay your informant to tell you where the next drug deal is going down.
Yep. Now, the British Foreign Secretary has weighed giving, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Has weighed giving frozen Russian assets to the Ukraine. What do you think they're talking about?
Well, good question.
Is it just money that's been frozen?
Well, typically when you talk about freezing assets, yeah, it's usually bank accounts and things like that. You know, something that's...
Okay, so it's not frozen ice cream or frozen oil or frozen yogurt?
No, not unless it's the frozen
I just had to throw that out there.
Yeah, well, I don't know, maybe we could give Nancy Pelosi's frozen ice cream to Ukrainians.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I'd be all for that.
That's right.
Speaking of which, we'll go out to California for a minute. A California immigration detention facility, one of the nice new fancy ones that they built because they had to have it for all the people that they were keeping in detention, is empty, they found out yesterday.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Empty. Nobody in it. Huh?
Yeah. Well, they're not detaining any illegal immigrants, I guess.
They are letting them go and pointing them inland from the border and saying, just go wherever you land. We'll trace you with your bracelet or whatever it is they're doing.
Right. Well, it all goes into the big hopper, as it were, in terms of trying to destabilize things.
The big hopper. Is that like the big bopper?
The big bopper. That's right. Yeah. You know, turn the hopper around a little bit. But, yeah, it's part of that larger scheme, I think. Even the idea of taking illegal immigrants, putting them on buses and putting them to different parts unknown throughout the United States. So not just in the so-called border states. All states are now border states.
I do know that I heard from someone in upstate New York that they had found their way up there off Lake Ontario to an area up in there, and the folks up there in that area are not very happy.
Well, no. Typically, local authorities or the state government, they're not aware of any of this.
No. This all of a sudden, here they just showed up. It's like, hello.
Well, that's right. So somehow your community, your economy has to absorb this. And, of course, you have individuals who are not documented. And now this creates much of the same sort of issues that we see in the so-called border states, California and so on. Yeah. And it just it exacerbates these kinds of problems.
And by the way, folks, as we go to break for the top of the hour news, they've caught the suspect in a slow chase. They caught him late yesterday evening, and he's now locked up in a calaboose, if you will. And we'll find out more about that, I'm sure, during the course of the day. So, don't go anywhere, Kyle. And, folks, I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway report. I'm sure we got some stuff going on out there. We'll take a look when during the break.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
man in America. How about it, Kyle?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that song, and I love James Brown, and I got to tell you, Captain, that song just absolutely encompasses so many great things about America, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And do you remember when Rocky came out with the movie and he was in it, and they had a big entourage coming down into the ring, and it was driving, was it the, I guess it was a Russian, driving the Russian nuts.
That's right. Yeah, it was Ivan Drago was the Russian. That's right.
Yeah, which was Dolph Lundgren or whatever his name was.
That's right. That's right. And I did notice in this song, too, Captain, there's a lyric that talks about all night radio. I think that's us.
Yeah. Hello. Here we are. Hello. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Well, let me read a little thing here. A frontal boundary will focus the threat for showers and thunderstorms, with some severe, across the northern tier of the country through Tuesday. Meanwhile, dangerous heat will expand across the center of the nation through at least the middle of the week, and elevated to critical fire weather conditions are out there, too, with the heat. They'll persist across sections of the Great Basin, and we will definitely have some big old thunder boomers bouncing around the south like we did last night after the heat kind of chimed down a little bit and the weather started to do its thing in Florida. We had a big old storm that came racing through here, that lightning and thunder and winds and the whole nine yards for about 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yes.
Yep. So tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks, we're going to start up in the great state of Montana, big sky country tonight. You've got some severe weather storm watches going on. So if you're heading out I-90, heading towards North Dakota, you begin to approach Hysham and Forsyth and over to Miles City and again on over to the border with North Dakota, you've got a severe thunderstorm watch going on there right now. And you also have active rain coming across the interstate all the way over. So you want to be aware of that. Be careful of that. There's also other rain up near Glasgow, and then also it looks down near a place called Reigate as well. This is going to be north of Columbus and also a little bit south of Billings right now. You've got some rain going on there right now. Also tonight, of course, so we're checking out down in in Denver, west of Denver, Colorado, on I-70, as you head over towards Eagle and Glenwood Springs, you got a flash flood watch going on there across I-70. So be aware of that. It's going to dip down towards Aspen to the south, and a little bit further north of I-70 as well. Okay, so then for that, we're going to take a quick look at some of the other active rain that we're looking at on the map tonight. We do have some rain. This is going to be in southern Oregon, just north of Medford on Interstate 5. As you go up through Grants Pass, Myrtle Creek, up towards Roseburg, you've got rain coming across I-5 there. Also, down in northern California tonight, between McLeod and Bella Vista, now, this is going to be north of Redding. You've got rain coming across Interstate 5 tonight. So be careful out there.
I'm going to start in Minnesota, because up in Minnesota tonight, to the east and to the northeast of Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, you've got fog, heavy, dense fog that runs right up into the upper peninsula of Michigan, as well as the Great Lake up there and into Canada. So if you're out there carousing around on the Great Lakes up there, Superior or, I can't think of the other one now. But anyway, those two lakes up in there, you're going to have a real problem because you won't be able to see unless you got instruments. And the same might apply along the northern peninsula up there, north and east of Duluth. So keep that in mind. Going to be real interesting. You've also got the possibility of fog in northeastern Wisconsin tonight. You've got very warm conditions, southern part of Wisconsin coming across, all of Illinois, western part of Kentucky, western part of Tennessee, all of Indiana, western part of Ohio, most of Iowa, all of Missouri, all of Arkansas, the northern part of Louisiana, northeastern part and eastern part of Texas, eastern part of Oklahoma, and most of Kansas and most of Nebraska, at least halfway across Nebraska, you've got are going to be some very warm temperatures, but it's setting up also for some very severe thunderstorms along the way, which we're already seeing the results of in the Chicago area. You've got
some rain coming down in some areas over there, as if they needed more of that. And down, going down towards Springfield in Missouri, there's a patch of rain down in there, a thunderstorm that just popped up. So you're going to have them bouncing around today, and you're going to have some areas of flooding. So be advised of that. Down in the Gulf area, in particular around New Orleans, you're going to have a little bit of fog, coastal fog, in the Gulf of Mexico that'll creep right up into the outer edges of New Orleans over towards Gulfport, Mississippi, and then coming up the East Coast. Once you get up to the Carolinas, you'll have a little bit of fog again out there. We're up there at Cape Hatteras, sticking its nose out into the ocean and going up through the Chesapeake Bay and coming up and around, Jersey, Long Island, up to Cape Cod. Lynn will have a little bit of fun up there tonight with the wind and some of the rough seas. That'll also be a hit or miss thing all the way up to Nova Scotia. So that's what we got looking at the weather going in that direction, Kyle. And I can tell you that it's just plain going to be warm.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And don't forget, folks, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch by the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com, especially since you're living in America and you're going to go with those super highways coast to coast, like the song says, and you're in your RV, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You're going to have some great amenities for you, including RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. And also, you'll get a lot more than just a hard roll if you pull in, because they've got great food and they've got all kinds of different things to choose from when you pull into a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. And when you do, don't forget to join the rewards program. That's the My Rewards Plus app. Start earning up to 4 points per gallon. Also points in everything else that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Get great offers as well. That's pilotflyingj.com.
By the way, it should be noted that along with the Pilot and the Flying J, some of these newer Flying J's and even a few of the Pilots have got repair facilities, and there's starting to be more of those. They're going to be adding more of those as they expand around the countryside. Truck washes, too, so you'll be able to get more of your facilities done in one particular, more of your jobs done in one particular place, and that'll be good. All right, Kyle, hold on. And I have no idea what Rock and Roll Chris is talking about there, because we are live and in living color down here broadcasting from Florida on our flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, to all the stations in the network around the country. So have yourself a great day, and I will be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a great day in the neighborhood.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.